welcome to Strictly Money Weekly Insights. I'm Sejal Patel. Do you want to know what the number one question I get about money is? Take a wild guess. By far, the top question people ask me is, Sage, how much money will I need in retirement? Now, sometimes they'll word it differently. They'll ask, hey, Sage, is $800,000 enough to retire on? Or my home is paid off, but I don't have a lot of savings. Can I still retire in 5 years? Something along those lines. And do you know what my response is? You may be disappointed when I tell you that I say, it depends. That's it. It depends. I can't possibly tell anyone what's enough or what's not enough. Do you know why? Because I don't know enough about their financial situation. I don't know anything about their lifestyle, how much they spend today, and what kind of life they want to lead in retirement. I don't know if they want to age at home or move away. I don't know what their real net worth is. I don't know if they will get an inheritance. I don't know anything about their health and life expectancy. And that's just some of the unknowns related to them. But then there's all this external stuff, the stuff that isn't up to them or in their control. None of us know what the economic environment will be like 10 or 20 or 30 years from now, or the political environment. We don't know how global markets will perform and how many corrections we will see or when. That's why when someone wants to know how much money they will need in retirement, it really does depend, and it's very personal. This is also why no one can answer this question with a degree of certainty without actually doing a proper financial plan. And that requires inputting a lot of data, making some assumptions, and then stress testing a bunch of scenarios. When I was a financial analyst with Asante many, many years ago, I used sophisticated software to do this. We would gather a lot of data from the client. We had copies of their tax returns, investment statements, pension details, insurance plans, business financials, if that mattered. Then we had to ask a series of questions. We had to find out when they planned on retiring and where, how they planned to spend their time in retirement, and what expensive hobbies they could take up. If they had a business, we wanted to know when they planned on selling it or if they planned on giving it to one of their children. And then we had to make a guesstimate on its value and the cash proceeds they could get after tax. We needed to understand what sort of legacy they wanted to leave their beneficiaries. Then we'd play out different scenarios. What if the market crashed 2 years before they retired? What if they took CPP earlier or later? What if one partner got sick? What if they got less than they had hoped for their home or business? In other words, what would be plan B or C? So now that you have a better understanding of what it takes to truly plan for retirement, and more importantly, make sure you don't outlive your savings, you can see that it's not easy. Here's what I know. Accumulating wealth is hard for a lot of people. Decumulating wealth, using that pool of money to create sustainable income in retirement for as long as you live, especially with all these unknowns, it's even harder. And that's why Canadians and billions of people around the world are facing a retirement security gap. There was a report released by Deloitte Canada last year. It found that nearly 3 million households are set to retire over the next decade, but current retirement planning systems are not equipped to handle this change. In fact, they estimated that only 14% of Canadians will be able to retire with high confidence, and that 55% of near retiree households will have to make lifestyle compromises to avoid outliving their financial savings. I can honestly say this is what keeps me up at night. I have seen, as I'm sure you have firsthand, how vulnerable some of our elderly are, especially when it comes to healthcare. We're going to be there. I don't have any intentions, by the way, of being in poor health or poor if I can help it. Nor do I want that for you or frankly anyone. But unfortunately, this is what we're facing as a society. And women are even more vulnerable. But before any of you listening to this get depressed or worried, remember, knowledge is power. I'm not telling you any of this because I want you to break out the Kleenex, I promise. I'm doing this because this has to be a wake-up call. If you have time to course correct, do it. If you need to get a financial plan done so you sleep better, do it. If you have to adjust your lifestyle now, do it. If you can plan early, do it. Because believe it or not, you do have tools at your disposal. First, if you are young, start investing early, even if it's a little bit. The real secret to retiring wealthy is investing your money and starting sooner than later. By doing this, you actually have to save less because you let your money and the power of compounding do the work for you, really. Two, use tax shelters. Taxes are a wealth killer in Canada. It negatively affects your ability to build wealth and take advantage of that compounding effect. If you're in Canada listening to this, you'll have RSPs and TFSAs you can leverage. In the US, there are the 401ks and IRAs. If you're lucky, you'll have a pension. If your company matches your contributions, you've hit gold. Use it. Don't waste this opportunity. It's free money. This is going to help you build your retirement fund a lot faster. If you're able and you need to pick up extra shifts at work or tap into that gig economy because you have a talent, do it. Do it while you're healthy and the economy allows you to work. Use it to sock away extra cash towards your retirement. Plug your ears, men. Ladies, if you're ready to build your financial freedom framework with me, supporting you all the way, and you're sick and tired of spinning your wheels, you're overwhelmed with all the noise and jargon, then I've got the perfect solution for you. Join my free money masterclass, where I'll teach you my six-step trademark framework on how to retire comfortably. And you'll get an exclusive offer to my online financial program that more than 1,000 women have gone through. I've been in the financial industry for more than 20 years, and I'll teach you everything I know. So if you're ready, head to the show notes and sign up today. You gotta hurry though, because spots are limited. I'll see you on the other side. I have no doubt that you work hard. You deserve a healthy and happy retirement. And in case you forgot, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you and your prosperity. Thanks for listening.